All right, so how did the Kennedy assassination affect your life?
Well, I'm one of those people who was of the generation that had a tremendous impact. You know, it's like the scene from the Woody Allen movie, Annie Hall, where he's, you know, just obsessing about, you know, Kennedy, and his girlfriend can't understand it. But there's many men, many people of that generation, like myself, who never got over it. It's like Pearl Harbor or 9/11. But in some ways, it was even more powerful in me because in those cases, you had, like, you know, thousands of people who died. This was one man dying who changed history, and I was a freshman in college. So I was always interested in it, and it always had an impact on me. I didn't really, like, think about it a lot. I'm not some guy who was saying, like, oh, you know, there's a conspiracy or anything like that. And I think probably it was around 1980 when I read a book called Conspiracy by Anthony Summers, which is probably the best book out on there, that laid out all the facts and just sort of said, like, here are all the facts of it, you know, did this make sense? And then I became, like, really interested in all the alternatives to it and began reading a lot. So I've really read many, many books and researched a lot of this. And then when it came time to write a novel, I was like, wow, that could be something to write about. I mean, I write basically murder mysteries, and to me, the Kennedy assassination is the greatest murder mystery of all time. It's an unsolved murder from 50 years ago. That's the most famous ever. And I just decided, like, well, if I could write a mystery about that and sort of take the facts I know, and since we don't know all the answers, just kind of, you know, create a plot where I do a what if and come up with some answers, that might be an interesting book. So that's what I did.
How long did it take you to write the book? And, I mean, how did you find the time with all the work that you were doing at NBC at the time?
Well, I probably took only about a year to write the book. And, you know, that's obviously in fits and starts. I give this advice to anybody who wants to write a novel, and a lot of people do. You just find time. I generally would get up in the morning, even back in the days when I was working at 6 a.m. at NBC, and then later at 8. I would try and find time in the morning to write before I went to work. You know, weekends, vacations, things like that. To me, the writing is fun, and it's different than what you do at work. Because at work, you're doing checking facts and figuring out news. And when you're writing a book, it's just like it's different. You can do whatever you want, and I actually enjoy that. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't. So it probably took maybe from beginning to end a year to write the book. The original idea was that the book would be come out at the time of the 50th anniversary in November 22nd, 2013. And that was my thought. I said, wow, if I come up with a book like before this, that's like going to be really good, great timing. And, you know, someone named Stephen King had the same idea and came out with a book called 11/22/63, which is a completely different book. But, I mean, the timing, it was sort of obvious, but that was my idea. But, you know, when you write a book, you then have to get it published and go through all the process. So it took a while before that was able to happen, but you know, it was sold to Atria, Simon & Schuster, in the summer of 2013, and basically I then decided to use the 50th anniversary as a kind of a, not as a, so much as a peg, but as something that spurred it on. So when you read my book, you'll see that the 50th anniversary and all the publicity around it is what kind of set a lot of the stuff in motion that happens in my book.
So a lot of the reviews and previews are coming in now. Jimmy Breslin said some really nice things about it. How does that make you feel? Somebody like that.
Jimmy Breslin, you know, is somebody that I started reading when I lived back in Ohio, and he was writing for the Daily News. I still have the front page of the Daily News where Jimmy Breslin wrote about Robert F. Kennedy's assassination, you know, so he's somebody, you know, obviously I've followed him a long time, and because my book is set at the Daily News, and involves a reporter who kind of wants to be a Jimmy Breslin, but screws up a bit along the way, you know, getting Breslin to comment on the book is huge. So there's a cover quote in which he basically talks about my character being a disgraced journalist, which he is, but then talks about that there's a certain honor in tabloids and some amount of disgrace and how you rise above it. And he really captures kind of like the tabloid feel. So that was really great to have that. And a lot of the other quotes are mystery quotes. So I mean, it's kind of interesting because I think the book appeals to two people. Number one, it's aimed at mystery, suspense, thriller fans, and so a number of the quotes on the book are from people like Jan Burke, who are like very famous mystery writers. But you know, another part of the book involves the media because of my own background, and I draw a lot on my own tabloid background from the Daily News, the New York Post, Star Magazine, and of course NBC, which isn't exactly a tabloid, but that kind of news background, and that goes into the book too. And I try and convey that feel. So I think, hopefully, you know, it can work for people on two different levels.
How do you think your career in journalism helps with the flow of your fiction writing?
Oh, I couldn't have done it without it. everything I write in fiction is like what I know and what I've seen. And I mean, my character is in Gilmalloy. He's a very ambitious, talented front page reporter for the New York Daily News who had screwed up badly by pushing too hard on a story because he so desperately wanted to get the story, and now he's kind of trying to make his way through and save his career and find another big story, and he lives from big story to big story, and he's got a, you know, kind of chaotic personal life, and you know, all this is like, you know, people say, is that based on it? People, I said, yeah, it's based on like a lot of people. I've known an awful lot of Gilmalloys in my life, and you know, I spent years in the newsroom of the New York Post under Rupert Murdoch, and you know, years at the New York Daily News, years working for Star Magazine, chasing celebrities around the country. And it's a crazy, wonderful life. And that's, you know, that's what I've drawn on and put into my character and, you know, and into the book. I couldn't have made most of this stuff up, you know.
What are your real goals for the book? Like a couple of years from now, when, you know, when you're working on something else and you look back on this one, what do you want to see that you accomplish?
Well, I just want, you know, my goal in writing is the people to read the book and enjoy it, you know, on many levels. The book is, it's not like the plot is pretty serious because it involves a Kennedy assassination and a bunch of murders, but it's not a serious book. I mean, the character, you know, has a lot of fun. He makes a lot of jokes. I mean, I think to some degree I like to capture the kind of way we operated in the newsroom. You know, you and I and the rest of the people at NBC, is everybody worked hard, they did big stories, but at the same time it was fun, there was joking around, and it was just, you know, just a good place to be. And I kind of want that with this book. When people read it, there's like, wow, that, you know, I enjoyed it, but also I had fun reading it, and it was like a good experience. Looking ahead, I mean, I love this character, Gilmalloy, this Daily News reporter, and right now there's two more books in the works for Simon & Schuster, and they've created a series called the Gilmalloy Novels, and there'll be an e-book in February 2015, and then another novel some point in 2015. And, you know, I'm just hoping that people like this character as much as I do, because I'd like to keep writing him. He's a fun guy to write, and you're able to, you know, put a lot of words in his mouth and have him do things that, you know, you wish you did in real life or could do in real life. You know, and he's a likable guy, but he can be irritating, and like most of us are most good people. So I have a lot of fun writing him, and I really want to keep him going. So he's going to be in books for at least through 2015. And, you know, as I say, looking forward, I hope I can keep writing more of him.
Bottom line, why do you think someone should buy this book?
Again, just if you want a good read, you know, there's no, you know, we're not, there's no heavy duty serious reason other than if you want a good read. If you like a kind of mystery thriller, suspense, if you like a character who's intriguing, I mean, you know, I'd compare the book to, you know, in my view, to, you know, like on TV, like, why do I watch, like, I love The Rockford Files, I loved Columbo, you know, why do I read that, watch those, what are good stories, but also I love the character, and, you know, I think that's what I'm trying to convey here. I hope people like the story and follow the story, but I don't think the story is as important as the character. And if you like Gil Malloy, I think you'll like the book. And I just want you to have a good read with that. And hopefully enough people do.